Gauge Invariant Approach to Nonmetricity Theories and the Second Clock Effect, by Israel Quiroz. In this paper we discuss on recent attempts aimed at demonstrating that the second clock effect SCE does not take place in whale spaces, which is contrary to well-known results. These attempts include whale gauge theories of gravity, as well as the symmetric teleparallel theories STTs. Our approach to this issue is based on the power of whale gauge symmetry WGS, which is a manifest symmetry of the basic laws of whale geometry. Through proper consideration of WGS we shall show that the SCE, being an effect of purely geometric nature, does not depend on the chosen theory of gravity and matter. Quite the contrary, the SCE singles out those matter couplings which are phenomenologically compatible with the underlying geometric laws. Here we consider both, spacetimes based in whale geometry with arbitrary nonmetricity generalized whale geometry, as well as, standard whale spaces where the nonmetricity is proportional to the product of a whale gauge vector by the metric. This issue is of special relevance for the fate of the STTs which are being intensively applied in the cosmological framework. As we shall show, if realized that WGS is a manifest symmetry of generalized whale spaces, neither the whale gauge theories nor the STTs are free of the second clock effect, unless whale integrable geometry WIG spaces are considered. This was Gauge Invariant Approach to Nonmetricity Theories and the Second Clock Effect, by Israel Quiroz.